Yeah, I'm here. I was just answering a text message. But yeah, I know exactly what you do. I've been doing that for, I've been snowmobiling for 57 years. But snowmobiling since I was a little tyke, and we've always bought used sleds. So after a while, we start buying new sleds, and we keep them for a few years, trade them in, get new ones, and when it comes to motorcycles, I probably owned about 40 motorcycles. I do the same thing. I'd look for ones that someone bought and then didn't like, they bought it and they're like, yeah, I don't really like this. So they just like kept it in their garage, you know, low miles, and to get those really dirt cheap. But I've done that a million times. I remember back with you probably remember back in the old Auto Trader magazine or flyer at the 7-Eleven. And you'd call up somebody, and everybody was straight. You know, Craigslist now, everyone's trying to rip everybody off. I spent a whole summer trying to look for a bike, and I got ripped. They tried to rip me off every single time. It's like the bike wasn't what they said it was. Just, like, rebuilt bikes that were totaled and rebuilt. I mean, just junk. Top dollar. So you probably remember back in the day where you could, like, you know, look up, you know, call the person's phone number in the Auto Trader and go out there, and it was an honest guy, and you made an honest deal.